Over the past decade, many investors have become glued to cable TV and CNBC for around-the-clock market and business news.
The bond market started with a big rally this morning. The rally was so strong that the yield on the 10-year went all the way down to about a 3.95, which I think is close to a 60-year low. That set off a lot of bells and whistles in people's computers saying, hey, wait a minute, how much more can you...
During the late 1990s, CNBC's viewership spread from trading houses to health clubs, sports bars, even small-town coffee shops. When the bottom fell out of the market this summer, CNBC's ratings fell too, as viewers changed the channel. Executives scrambled to adjust the programming, and now CNBC is seeing a comeback. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
He called me the other day. No, I'm not watching.
Things are pretty quiet and relaxed these days in Steve Wessler's hair salon in the town of Bremerton, Washington, and that's how he likes it. A few years back, Wessler had gotten heavily into day trading stocks and watching CNBC. He'd even watch it while he was doing haircuts. Sometimes he'd throw down his scissors to make a trade on his computer.
Some of the guys that would come in that were also invested in the market, they'd get pretty excited about it. And I loved it, and I thrived on it.
But after a while, it was more excitement than Wessler wanted to bear, as he found himself glued to the set starting at 5 or 6 in the morning.
They'd be talking about some economic data that was coming out, and you'd be all concerned about that. And then after that number would come out, then as soon as that be done, then they'd have another number that would come out. You'd be more concerned about that one and that one. It just never ended, so your stomach would twist and turn into a big knot by the end of the day.
Wessler says he finally had to cancel his cable subscription so he'd stop watching CNBC. As the stock market crashed, lots of other people stopped watching also. The Nielsen ratings for CNBC show its average daily audience last quarter was 233,000 people at any given moment. That's down 25% compared to a year ago and down 35% from 2 years ago. At the same time, business programs on CNN and Fox have seen their audience more than double. Robert Thompson heads up the Center for the Study of Popular Television at Syracuse University.
As people are pulling away from watching business news 24 hours a day, they still want to get some business news. The news, business news digest, those where they can get it in 1 hour.
These stories, a lot more for you coming up now on the closing bell.
Play profile track one.
At CNBC's headquarters in Fort Lee, New Jersey, President Pamela Thomas Graham says the Nielsen numbers are misleading.
Lots of people watch us on trading floors, in retail brokerage houses, and those are clearly not televisions that are monitored by Nielsen. In addition, the CNBC audience is highly affluent.
Still, ad buyers say such a sharp decline in its Nielsen ratings suggests some drop-off in CNBC's core audience as well, and its ad sales have fallen. But executives say CNBC is still as profitable as ever due to cost-cutting and an increase in fees charged to cable and satellite companies. Pamela Thomas Graham says she's been pushing the network to branch out to better appeal to both its core viewers and a broader audience.
Instead of focusing as much as we would have 2 years ago on the minute-by-minute ticks of the stock market, we are covering a much broader, deeper set of issues. We broke the WorldCom story. We broke the news of the arrest of the Regas family.
Some critics say CNBC was too soft on those who were hyping stocks on the air during the internet craze. The reporters here disagree. CNBC is striking a more aggressive tone these days, where just about every interviewee is now asked on camera if they own the stocks they're talking about. A CNBC reporter recently pursued down a New York City street the embattled analyst Jack Grubman, who yesterday resigned from Salomon Smith Barney, asking him about allegations that he unethically promoted telecom stocks such as WorldCom.
Do you regret in hindsight staying so bullish on the company for so long?
Look, I mean, why are you harassing me like this?
I'm not harassing you. I'm just asking you questions about the company that you cover. Do you think WorldCom can survive?
But while some things have changed, CNBC still covering the stock market blow by blow.
That stock not yet open, but I will give you that opening as soon as it becomes available. The Hispanic Broadcasting Company.
Every morning, CNBC anchor Maria Bartiromo reports on the opening bell live from the trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange. On volatile days, she's not unlike a boxing announcer calling a fight.
The airline airlines are now opening. UAL is down $1.22. Delta Airlines is down $1.10. The transportation average is down 52 points. That on the heels of the U.S.
The stock ticker is still up on the screen throughout the day, as are regular reports on new economic data and updates from trading floors. And while some viewers may say they're losing their taste for all this, Bartiromo herself is unapologetic and says the core viewers value it.
The truth is, I think we still cover it like a sporting event. I think it is like a sporting event. The financial markets are exciting, and they move quickly, and they move on information. And that hasn't changed, no matter if you're in a bull market or a bear market.
The latest ratings suggest that CNBC is managing to navigate the down market. Viewership is always soft in the summer, but this year it's actually risen sharply from the second quarter back to the level it was at last summer. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Fort Lee, New Jersey.